This is North Coast News on KINS.
Time now for the news on KEKA Thunder Country. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reported this morning that a female inmate died in her solo cell at the Humboldt County Jail. Corrections officers were conducting a routine medical check when they found the inmate not breathing, and medical personnel were called to the scene. Despite life-saving efforts, the inmate was later transported to the hospital but was pronounced dead. The inmate was later identified as 36-year-old Colleen Marie Branch. Arcata Mayor Susan Ornelas can now include herself in...
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fire agencies dealt with a number of small fire incidents yesterday. Dan Squire has more.
There were several small fire incidents that had Humboldt County firefighters jumping yesterday. Fire crews were called out to the safety corridor on Highway 101 at just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon on a report that a forklift being carried on the back of a truck was on fire. The incident initially forced the closure of the number one lane as firefighters extinguished the blaze. The truck driver was able to escape to safety, and the freeway was fully open to traffic by 2. At the same time, the forklift burned. A small brush fire on the Manila Dunes had Arcata and CAL FIRE crews on the move as well. About an acre of brush burned in the wind-whipped blaze, and firefighters dragged out a few thousand feet of hose and deployed a dozer to reach the seat of the fire, contain it, and then fully extinguish it. The cause of that fire is undetermined.
Thank you, Dan. The city of Eureka wants to warn residents that emergency sewer force main repair will continue on 8th Street from F to I for an additional 3 to 4 weeks. Traffic control along with road closures will continue to be in effect at that location, and sewer main repair will be done daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weather permitting. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.